This morning, I have the pleasure at SAS Global Forum of speaking with SAS Press author Mike Stebb, author of Maps Made Easy Using SAS. Mike, thanks so much for coming by this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm on my way to the plane, but I still have some time. That's okay.
Well, really appreciate your doing this. If you will, tell us a little bit about your experience here and what your role has been at SAS Global Forum.
Well, I had one invited paper that involved something to do with maps. I was working on a grant at school for another professor who needed to know how to find the driving time and driving distance for over 1,000 moms enrolled in a study about developmental delays in New York State. And we have three clinics where these moms eventually have to go to if they need to get an exam. Most of them are contacted by telephone for an interview, but they need this extra follow-up. Some of them. And so the two things, number one, we want to tell them what's a COSIS clinic. Number two, how long it will take you to get there. But there was actually something semi-sinister in all this, is the moms are going to be submitting vouchers as far as how long they drove, and we'll be reimbursing them for their driving. So we should also get at least a good idea of what so we're paying them with our grant money.
Right.
Is what they submitted on the voucher. You know, there's no doubt that most of these women will say the right thing, but, you know, who knows? At least we know that if somebody submits something and says it took like 3 hours and it was this many miles to go to the clinic, we can go, no.
Right.
It was supposed to take you this long, and this is what we'll reimburse you for. But it's been pretty neat in that I figured this would be interesting for other people, so I put all the before coming here, I put all this explanation on the SAS Community Wiki.
Yes, yeah.
And it's been neat because I've gotten several either emails or telephone calls, and it's kind of rewarding to see you do something, you throw it out there and see somebody else using it. One example was I spoke to some people in California at the VA hospital who have a large clientele through several western states, and they said, this is great. We don't have any other software. We have SAS, but we don't have any GIS software.
Right.
So we're using this to tell our people where to go, and we've actually written a paper about how we're doing this, and we use your stuff. We want to know how should we cite your stuff in the paper. I got an email out of the blue from somebody at the University of Iowa saying, I'm showing this to our doctors at the hospital because we needed some way to get a good estimate of how long it would take some of our patients to get to our various clinics around Iowa City. So it's just nice to see somebody else using this.
Absolutely. And not only that, but I wanted to say I so much enjoyed speaking with you at the author's dinner.
Oh, good.
A couple evenings ago. And I loved hearing about some of the feedback that you continue to get from former students.
Oh, yes. That's one of the rewarding parts of teaching. I kid around with my students that they laugh when I say it. I tell them my course comes with a lifetime warranty. And the other thing is we get a lot of foreign students whose experience with professors in their country is a lot different. They're very deferential. You know,
yes.
That they're sometimes afraid to cross this boundary between this has been their whole experience. And if you can at least kid around a bit at the beginning of the semester and try and take that feeling out that there's a gulf between the professor and the students, that they should feel free to walk up and talk to me after class. I always remember one thing. One woman, Chinese woman, came up to me after the second class one year, and I answered some questions about what went on in the class. I got an email from her that night thanking me for hanging around after class. And I consider that part of my, what I do. But the other neat thing about this woman, it was one of the best people I've ever met at the school. She turns out that she ended up getting married, became one of my TA. But the other interesting thing is that I have two really great daughters, and I just somehow they ended up really nice, and I guess we stumbled along, did a good job raising them. And when this woman had a daughter, she asked me for tips.
Oh,
how did your daughters turn out this way? So I would send her notes, and we've, even though she's been out of Albany for at least 6, 7, 8 years now, we still are in contact. We still exchange Christmas presents, and my Christmas presents going the other way is I find books that my daughters read, that we read to our daughters, and I will send her like a new book every Christmas.
Right.
And it's also interesting, things that you never think of. Here is a young girl going to school with her American classmates. Her mom and dad have a good idea of what all their moms and dads read and all this other stuff, and this person has no experience in this. So she made, to make her experience in school more common with her classmates, it would be nice if she was reading the same books, but mom and dad don't know what the books are.
Right.
So if you just, I'm going on and on here, but.
Oh, this is great.
So I bought five of the, here, I don't have this chance to buy these books anymore for other than this person. So for the book drive downstairs, I went across the street and bought five books that I used for my kids.
Oh.
So it's like, it goes to Maurice Sendak and Where the Wild Things Are, all
yes.
the way up to The Secret Garden, so.
Well, it says a lot about you that you have these kinds of relationships and bonds yeah. with your former students, and they were obviously very fortunate to have you
sure, yeah.
teaching them, and we're so glad that you're one of our authors,
oh,
too.
Yeah. Hopefully, it'll be author again, because I've already sent the outline and talked to Shelley, so I just have to do the paperwork. End of the semester, I have some free time now.
Well, good. We'll look forward to that, and thanks, Mike, for sitting down with me. I hope to see you at SAS Global Forum, if not sooner, next year. So.
With the double or nothing registration.
Exactly. Exactly. A lot of fun we're going to have in Las Vegas in the SAS publishing booth.
Yes.
So hope to see lots of people there. Thank you.
You're welcome.